The summit was a great success. All the major issues confronting ECOWAS and the West Africa region were discussed. But the elephant in the room is also the departure of the three countries of the Alliance of the Sahelian States, their departure from ECOWAS, and also the activation of the ECOWAS standby force to fight terrorism in the region.
You mentioned the elephant in the room. We know that Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger did not attend this summit. Mm-hmm. What happened to the diplomacy of the Senegalese president, Bassirou Diomaye Faye?
Listen, ECOWAS actually welcomed and commended the president of Senegal, His Excellency Diomaye Faye, for his engagement with the three countries wishing to leave ECOWAS. But the most important thing was about the approaching date of 29th of January 2025, when the AES countries are supposed to leave the community. On that score, the heads of state said they've taken note of the approaching date of the 29th of January 2025, and they decided to give a grace period of 6 months from 29th of January to the 29th of July to continue to pursue the diplomatic efforts that are being made. In the meantime, ECOWAS Commission has also been instructed to ready the contingency plans in order to ensure a smooth separation of the Alliance of Sahelian States from the ECOWAS.
Was there any optimism among the heads of state about the possibility that Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger might come back to ECOWAS?
Look, ECOWAS is still hopeful. ECOWAS is not just a group of heads of state or member states. ECOWAS is also a community. And whatever happens is going to impact community citizens in the region, which ECOWAS is loath of seeing the citizens of our region suffering because of this intended separation. That is why a 6 month transition period has been given after 29th of January to make sure that we agree on whether the three countries are coming back, and if they are not coming back, how we are going to put in place the contingency plans on the separation to make sure that it has the least impact on the citizens of the region.